There were different stages of when employees, it's helpful for them to feedback. There's a stage where you're trying to work out what's going wrong with a current organization. And in that stage, it's important that you get some real facts on the table and see who agrees with who, where the differences are. So don't just speak to the leaders. Do go out and ask widely in the organization, but you have to have a way of sorting that input as well. So one of the things that we find very helpful is to use a tool like SurveyMonkey. You list, say, 40 things that could be going well or badly, and have a wide group of people rate them. You know, this is a big problem, this is actually a current strength, and you compare how those views differ across the organization. Maybe people in the regions feel that headquarters is a waste of time, and people in headquarters feel that people in the regions don't listen to them ever. So you understand where the commonality is, where everyone agrees, and where there's some differences that you need to dig further, who's right, and also try and tie that back to business results. So again, it's important to get opinions, but you know, there may be something that irritates a lot of people and you could spend a lot of your time fixing it, but it doesn't make any difference in terms of the value of the company. So maybe you should fix it to increase motivation, but you know, spend all your time focused on that area. So that's at the beginning of the reorganization. Then when you're designing how this thing works and what it looks like, and you're getting into real levels of detail, really no one can have the view of how the organization works at all stages and in all parts who's sitting in the C-suite. You really do need to be talking to people actually doing business today. And one thing you find is that leaders, maybe they were doing those kind of jobs 10, 20 years ago, and so they rely a lot on their intuition for what the experience is like for them. But of course, the world has changed a lot. So getting that input from, if you're reorganizing sales, from the sales guys, you know, what's going to be helpful, what's not, how can you make something work? And then when you've actually launched the reorganization as well, of course, everything can look beautiful on PowerPoint, but life can be a bit more complicated. So there will be some things that, you know, even if you digest every word that we've written in the book and follow all of our advice, there'll be some things that just don't work out in practice. And you need to be attuned to what the organization's telling you to make some course corrections in that phase as well. So it's very important that you get feedback throughout the process, but the type of feedback that you want varies at different points over time.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.